USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy feels a deal to raise the debt ceiling is on the horizon. They're just not quite there yet.
Look, I feel closer to an agreement now than I did a long time before, because I see progress. But listen, this is not easy in any shape or form.
McCarthy speaking at the Capitol this morning. He didn't go into detail on what sticking points remain, but he did say they will meet the June 5th deadline for a deal. President Biden also expressing optimism that negotiators are very close to a deal to raise the debt ceiling. He made the comments as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has pushed back the date the U.S. may default to June 5th. The skies are a little more crowded this weekend.
Some 10 million passengers are expected to pass through airports across the USA over Memorial Day weekend. Right there with them at LAX is this woman headed to Japan who talked with KTLA.
I haven't seen them for about three years.
Air travel for the holiday weekend is back to its highest level in over 3 years. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A judge in South Carolina has temporarily blocked that state's new six-week abortion ban. Governor Henry McMaster signed the restriction into law Thursday, saying it would save the lives of unborn children. But the judge put the temporary hold on the law until the state Supreme Court can determine if it's constitutional. Consumers spent more in April. New government figures show consumer spending rose 0.8% in April, which is double what analysts had expected. It's also the biggest jump in consumer spending in 3 months. New car purchases helped boost spending last month. The 2023 hurricane season is expected to be near normal. That's the prediction from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The official government forecast calls for 12 to 17 named storms with 5 to 9 hurricanes and 1 to 4 major hurricanes of Category 3 or higher. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
If you're traveling to Southern California to get some of its famous casual lifestyle, you might think about avoiding one of the Southland's busiest airports.
A new survey by Forbes ranks John Wayne Airport in Burbank, California, as the nation's angriest. The survey is based on tweets, about 37,000 Twitter posts over a one-year period. When it comes to John Wayne Airport, 66% of all tweets about it were angry. The biggest complaint, the noise level. The next angriest airport, Jacksonville, Florida, followed by Omaha, Tampa, and San Antonio. I'm Richard Johnson.
This holiday weekend is a busy one for the travel industry, but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is optimistic the airline industry will be able to keep up.
I want to give them some credit. They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules. We're a long way from saying we're out of the woods or we're fully comfortable, but we've seen a lot of real progress.
He added that if you do get stuck during your travels, almost all of the top 10 airlines now offer meal and ground transportation vouchers for delays. Some New Jersey Swifties are heartbroken after finding out they've been swindled. The Taylor Swift fans showed up to her sold-out concert at MetLife Stadium, only to find out their tickets, some of which cost $300, were fake. Ticket scammers are selling phony tickets online, and officials are warning to be careful where you buy them. And the NHL Western Conference Final continues today with the Vegas Golden Knights hosting the Dallas Stars for Game 5. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.